What if I don't actually record the show? What if I have for 2 years, like you never check. What if for the last 2 years we've just been talking into thin air and I don't publish them? Wouldn't that be weird? Wouldn't that be funny?
That's your prerogative.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty funny joke though.
On who?
You.
Oh, okay.
Also me. Also me though. Now that I'm looking at it objectively, it would be on me as well.
Right.
All right. Definitely not the listener. They are the winners in this one. Hello and welcome to episode 456 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
Oh, what's going on in Vancouver, Adam?
Sunday morning, having some coffee, you know, listening to the sound of the birds chirp.
Oh, that sounds sort of like thing. A novel.
Yeah. Quite a word picture I just painted.
You're like John Grisham of Canada.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Should I have picked somebody good?
Yeah, no, this isn't going to be that kind of story.
Okay.
I was thinking a little bit more Mary Poppins.
I still feel like we can get Matthew McConaughey to play you.
Okay.
Well, you do have the same hairline, despite the comb over.
That's true, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot good of similarities. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Look the same with your shirt off.
Yeah, I'm looking a little tighter than he is around the t-shirt line.
Yeah.
But it's close. It's just sort of a tie.
I think it'd be like a spitting image. Mm-hmm. Anyways, all right. But Vancouver in September. How's Vancouver in September? I like September.
It's good. It's what you'd expect. Rain sometimes and then really nice sometimes. So you just you roll the dice at this time of year. Mm-hmm.
But your kids are busy, so you probably have not had time to zip on down to Stanley Park, let's say.
No, there is none of that. Yeah.
Just too bad, because that's a really great time to be down there.
Yes, it is. But nope, too many things going on, lots of activities.
Yeah. Kids, man.
Yeah, how about you?
No, I don't get to Stanley Park either.
No, it's way, way too far.
Yeah. What's going on here? Amazon's what's going on here. Click through our site, help us out. That's what you need. If you need some free time or whatever it is that you're looking for, click through our site, help us out. I did buy something.
Okay.
What did I buy? I bought two things separately, and they came in the same package for some reason, which was weird. Like I bought a little backpack light for my son, because when they walk to school in the mornings, it's dark. It not yet, but it will be. And I don't like just the reflector. I actually dangle like a little LED on the back of my kids' backpacks.
Okay.
Which is a trend I evidently started. Now all the kids are getting them, which is kind of nice. But regardless, so I got one of those, and then a couple days later ordered a Canon FD to EOS adapter.
Okay.
So that means like I'd had one before. I bought one years ago because I wanted to, this is before I had any cinema lenses, and I wanted to use my old Canon film lenses, the ones I used on my FTB and my old film cameras. They're manual focus, but they have a different mount called an FD mount.
Right.
And so I bought the little adapter that does this. Well, now obviously that changes the flange distance, and therefore you can't use them to infinity because it changes the distance. Which at the time I said, yeah, that's fine. I don't care. But it was around 30 euros at the time when I bought one years ago.
Yeah.
Got it. And not only could you not use it to infinity, it was essentially useless. Like I just really, it was good for up close only. And that was it. It was very, very limited use. So I sent it back, got my money back. But then ever since then, I kind of missed it. And I thought, you know, I kind of want one of these. But now they sell the cheap knockoff ones for about $8. And I said, you know what? I want this basically for like a pseudo macro lens. And so I can use my existing lenses I have. I have a 50 mil f1.4 old lens, 28 mil. And I do have a like a 135, which is broken, turns out. I didn't know it was broken, unfortunately. But I could use all these for as close-up lenses. And so I bought this. It showed up. Paid €8 for it. Mm-hmm. Worth about €6. Okay. It's flimsy. It's very flimsy.
Yeah.
It holds, like, nothing's going to fall off. And so it does what it needs to do.
Right.
And so did I post an image? I think I didn't. Oh, I didn't post one yet. Kind of boring image. I just snapped a photo of my watch. You can imagine what my watch looks like, right?
Mm-hmm. Up close.
Yeah, I'll post this on the show notes. But you look at that and go, oh, wow, you shot that with that little adapter, huh? Well, now, you do this now.
Okay, is it in there?
No. Just imagine it's in there.
Okay, oh, it's amazing.
It's pretty good. Yeah, it comes in handy, but the point is, yeah, for eight euros, it does what I need it to do, and I'll probably end up shooting. Anytime I need some close-up stuff, it's going to be my go-to.
Right.
Bought it on Amazon, $8. There you go.
Okay.
All right, so in the category of what's going on, second-to-last baseball update for the season.
Oh, dear, there's still more.
Oh, there's still more. We have one more game on Thursday coming up.
Okay.
National holiday here.
But wait. We're going to need to hear about that, too, next time, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's why I said second-to-last update.
I'm just confirming for sure that there's going to be one more.
No, don't worry, everybody. Do not worry. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a separate thing. And so, like, so we have the season and then the playoffs. So we had playoffs last Saturday, and we were up 2-0 in a best of five.
Okay.
And so Munich was coming into our barn. Had to play them a doubleheader Saturday. We had to win one game. So if we win the first game, it's all over.
Right.
If they win both games, now it's 2-2, they got to stick around or come back the next day and play again Sunday, winner takes all.
Gotcha.
But we just decided to win game one, swept them 3-0.
Okay.
So that's it. We win the playoffs. Now that means wir können aufsteigen. We can go up to the Bundesliga. That's the national league. That's the top league in Germany, which is a massive jump. For example, one of the teams last year had an American guy playing for them, their pitcher, who was last season or 2 seasons ago. I forget now. It must have been 2 seasons ago. Because he played in for a different team in Munich. And then last year played for the New York Yankees. Yeah. He got called up. He was AAA, made it to AAA, and then got called up for a week. Didn't get into a game, but was in the bullpen for a week for the Yankees, and then back down to AAA. So that's the kind of caliber. And he's obviously the best in the league. He set the league record for strikeouts in our league. But that's the kind of league we're going up to now.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a little bittersweet for me, and I'll tell you why. First of all, we're up about. I think it was up 6-4. Up 6-4 in this game, and I'm playing left field. And I'd already had a hit that day, and whatnot. But the coach, who's a friend of mine, comes up and just says, like, you know, in the seventh inning, all right, this kid's going in for you. And I was just gutted. I was like, did I mess up? I couldn't think of anything that I did. And he said, no. He said, no, not at all. He said, if these kids want to go to the first league, they're going to have to do it themselves.
Oh, no.
I was like, okay, it's great. No, that's fine. I agree. That's what I had told him before. I said, you know, like, I'm on the back nine of my career. I'll be playing, you know, I'm 46 years old. So I understand that me playing at this caliber, like, it's a massive commitment. I don't want to do it. And so these kids are going to go. Like, it's their time to go. But and if they're going to win, I can't win it for them. That was what he was saying.
Right.
And I agreed. Like, he was 100% right. But it was the first time I'd ever been pulled out of a tight game in my entire life.
Wow.
And so I was in the dugout and I was like, no, you made the right call. I totally get it. It's nothing personal, but I might throw up. Like this doesn't feel good. It's not a good feeling at all.
Right.
And so I rolled with it. We ended up winning. We scored a couple more runs and won 9-4. So it worked out for it, but bittersweet, man.
So are you retiring? Are you announcing your retirement?
No. But yeah, that's why it was bittersweet, because us going up a league, I could still play at that level, not necessarily. I wouldn't be the best in the league by any stretch of the imagination, but What that requires, it requires so much more time commitment. Whereas where we're playing now, I can get away with, I can go to practice once or twice a month and still hit close to 400. I can do that. Not in this next league. In this next league, we're facing guys, you know, guys who can throw 88, 90 miles an hour and then bust off a you know, nasty slider, curveball, changeup that you don't see coming, and guys who can paint the black and all this stuff. And so you're really, you have to practice three times a week, minimum. And then you're looking at two nine-inning games on a Saturday, or a nine-inning game Friday night, stay in a hotel, play a nine-inning the next day.
Right. So does this mean there'll be no team, like at the level you're playing right now, that team will cease to exist entirely?
That team, sort of. We have a second team that played, like, so we basically played this year, we played in the second league. Now we have a team going up to the first league. That leaves a spot. Our second team played in the third league. And so we were kind of hoping that they would win their league and move up to the league that we're in now, so that I wouldn't have to go down a league.
Right.
So now I will likely play in the third league next year, which we will win handily and move back up. So we will have a team in the second league again.
So by the time you're 60, you'll be back playing where you are now.
Yeah. No, it'll be 1 year, 47. But I have to hang on because my son's 5. He can play. He's allowed to play when he, in the men's league when he's 15.
Oh, so you got to play until he's 15.
I do. I do. I'm going to keep playing. And all right. So, but you know, and so the bittersweet part for me is that, like, I'm no longer going to be playing on the top team, which is hard because, you know, that's kind of what I'm used to. And I'm not ready to say, oh yeah, well, I'm old, so I'll pack it in. It's not about that. It's the family commitment. Like, my son's going to play and that, and my daughter has activities that I want to go see. And so it's not that, oh yeah, I've had it. It's just, you know, I don't want it.
Gotcha.
So it was tough, a little bit tough.
Big breaking news on the podcast. Wow.
Well, glad I'll still be what's called the stringer.
Wow. I'm glad we got the interview here.
Well, the good
news
is,
you heard it here first, everybody.
Yeah, next year when I play in the third league, I will not be talking about that baseball. Don't worry.
Okay, good.
Don't worry. That won't show up on the show.
Okay.
But I will still be what's called a springer, meaning I can play up. I can play up on the first team when they need people.
Okay.
So there you go. Anyways, and then we had today. Today was a softball. Like, we have like a twice a year we host a softball tournament, sort of like a three pitch league where you pitch to your own team kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, we used to play. So I used to play with you. Remember, I used to play with you out at like the YMCA league.
We played 1 year out there. Similar rules. Yeah, where you pitched to your own team.
Very similar, except for this one. So we invite like a whole bunch of people who come in from all over and play. There's like 14 teams play in this tournament. Games last, like, we have two diamonds going. Games last like 45 minutes, and it's supposed to be fun, right? That's the idea. And to make it fair, any of the active players, like myself or whomever, we have to switch hit. We're not allowed to hit our normal. Like, I hit left, I can't hit left.
Gotcha.
Just to keep it reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say I can switch hit. But I do golf right-handed, so it's not like a big stretch for me. So I can still hit home runs from the right side of the plate. Here's where the rub happens, though. You pitch to your own team, and usually it's somebody's mom pitching.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care about getting a hit or anything. All I care about is not hitting a screamer back up the middle.
Right.
Because that would be the worst if I just smash one off her face.
Mm-hmm.
So, which, when I'm hitting left-handed, no problem. Like, I can control the ball. Right-handed, not so much. So I'm just constantly worried I'm going to kill somebody.
Okay.
And then somebody killed somebody today.
Oh, no.
That's the rant I was going to get into. So it's one of those tournaments. So it's like the league we played at the YMCA league, which, if you remember correctly, like, I'm a big fan of, I'm a big believer in hustling, but I'm also a big believer in knowing the situation. Meaning, if I'm on first base and, like, you get up and hit a ball to left field and there's a, you know, girl playing there who's never played before, I could probably hustle around, score from first base.
Right.
I'm not going to. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Guy did today. guy who should know better was on, I think he was on second base, just a simple slap base hit to somebody, thought he would take advantage, and just rounded third, just gunning. Girl catcher kind of stretched out to make the play, and just Pete Rose smashed into her.
But I thought they have the plate, like, and yeah, where you cross is two different places.
Oh, yeah, we'd have that. We have that plate, which you'll see. Actually, you'll see a photo of this. Actually, I took a photo of my son playing. And, she came around. It was just awkward. She kind of stretched out for it. He could have avoided her. My point being, all he had to do was come around at half speed, recognize the situation. Maybe you're safe. Maybe you're out. You know, you're probably out, but at least you don't kill some lady, right?
Yeah.
Nope. Young guy. Young dude, too. And he plays in our organization. So he's in the host organization. And he plays on one of the mixed teams. So he knows better, or should know better.
Right.
Just crushed her. Call the ambulance.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Got her off the field. Probably, I thought he broke her rib, but he may have got the elbow up in her neck and given her a whiplash. And, he stayed in the game, though. He just stayed there, kind of smiled, and basically said, hey, yeah, you know, accidents happen when you play sports.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and this lady's husband was livid, and he's kicking helmets and freaking out, and I went up to their team and just said, yeah, you're right, man. That was nonsense. That guy, he should have left. Like, if that was me, this is a lot about me, I've noticed, this episode, but...
Yeah, sure is.
If that was you as well, if you'd done that, even the accident... Pretty good chance you'd be over in the dugout throwing up or crying or just beside yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
Like I would have gone home. I would not have played again. Never would have been in that situation, but no, he just kind of laughed and kept playing. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. But anyways, good news is we got to sell some beers. We bring, it's a fun time. Besides that, we bring in a beer truck and have some kegs on hand. And there's a picture of me and my kids selling beer.
I see that.
Highly verboten in Canada for kids to be doing that, right?
Yeah, you can't have them moving alcohol.
No. But my kids were moving units, that's for sure.
Muling.
Yeah. The good news is this picture was taken at about 11:30 a.m. too.
Okay, so they had a full day ahead of them of hard labor.
Yeah. Yeah. And the good news is for me too, it's like whenever I serve a beer, it's a one for you, one for me policy.
Yeah, that's right.
And that is enforced. Right. So anyways, I just thought that was kind of cool. My kids love my son played on our team, and my daughter had no interest because there's no horses involved.
Right.
And she just stayed in the beer truck and washed glasses and served people and made change and like all that stuff, sort of the whole, like, for 2 days. Loved it. Just loves it. All right.
Cool.
That's awesome. Reminder, monthly challenge is next week, and it is background. Hashtag that Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag Hey Hosers, or tag us at Two Hosers on Instagram to be sure that we see it, and Adam and I will, Adam will make fun of you next week.
Sure.
I already seen, this is a spoiler alert, Panger back in the game.
He's in.
He's in, already posted.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So everyone else, step up, get involved.
That's what I'm telling you. I have a tie-in to Frank Pang. I was on.
How can I make this about me?
You'll find a way. I was on Craigslist the other day, and I don't know why I felt compelled to do this, but I thought I'm just gonna look under Craigslist and see what photographers are posting. You know, like ads for themselves. Right. Not that I'm interested in doing this at all. I was just curious. It was just one of those sort of curiosities. Probably did this 10 years ago, but anyways, I typed in photography and I started just looking at people have their little online portfolios. And I think you've mentioned this in the past, like a lot of people bill themselves as kind of ambient light photographers, and they give their rates and their photos, for the most part, they're like, I'd say 3-to-1 ratio of just people who are terrible versus people who should actually be putting their online portfolio on. Right. So most of the stuff's pretty awful. But occasionally there's someone whose stuff is good. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, maybe in my tired state, I just read things wrong. Probably that was the case, but I was looking and I was like, oh, this is a Vancouver photographer. And you know, it was Frank Pang Photography. And And anyway, so I'm looking at the photos and then I'm like, oh my God, that's so funny. And then I looked at it closer. Frank Wang Photography.
Oh, so you're racist.
Yeah. So basically, yeah. So the moral of the story is I'm racist. Okay. But no, I just thought it was, I thought it was funny that, it was almost a good story.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if, I mean, Craigslist is for finding dates at rest stops. I don't know if that's necessarily for photography.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people in a pinch who need a photographer and they don't know somebody. I mean, they must use it, right? Like people must get occasional work from it.
Oh, I would think so.
Yeah, and so
I'm not actually ripping it. I mean, why not? It's the yellow. It's the classifieds, right? I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
Nothing wrong with it, really. I kind of wish we had Craigslist over here. We don't.
The only part that would be a little bit, I guess, as someone who would be looking for the services would be, I mean, some people who clearly have their own website and you could go through there and access their information, that would be a little bit more reputable to me. And I'd probably, you know, go check out their website. But people who don't have that, and then you're basing it on the fact that you get 12 images and you have to really think hard about whether or not those are actually their images, even right. that go that far, because, you know, people just rip stuff off the internet all the time.
Oh, I would imagine it would be like a link to a website.
Sometimes there is.
Yeah, okay. If you're looking for a photographer on Craigslist, which you probably aren't if you're listening to this, because you can probably take photos, I would say if the person does not even have like a Flickr link or something to show you, then that's a red flag.
Yeah, that's a red flag for sure.
Yeah. They should have their own website. At this point, you should have your own website, but you don't need to. You can get it by with having a Flickr or something like that. You don't, you know, or a decent Instagram or whatever, but... Yeah, I think with that link, I need to see a link.
Anyways, Frank Wang, shout out to you.
F Wang, yeah. let's see, get in the photo challenge next month, Frank Wang. Just if no other reason to confuse Adam.
Yeah, that would be confusing.
Mm-hmm. All right, did you shoot anything interesting this week?
Not really. No, I didn't. Okay. Yeah. No, you, well, let's hear from you because you seem to shoot more photos than I do.
I try more so just so we have something to talk about besides my outrage at softball tournaments.
Right. Yeah. You've had 2 weeks in a row of, one was T-ball, but yeah, baseball outrage. Seems
that's
to
right.
Be
there was outrage last week.
Yeah, you were outraged. The bat flipping. And,
yeah.
Which were you more outraged at?
Oh, 1,000 times the dude hitting the girl.
Okay, all right.
Like not even close. There, it's also the fact that it was a female he hit too. I just for some reason I know it's, you know, in this whole 2019 everybody's equal. I have a problem with dudes hitting girls. I don't know. Oh. Go figure.
Okay, you're sexist. You're sexist.
I am. No, that. I absolutely am. I don't have as big an issue of if the catcher was a guy, I wouldn't have been happy. I would have thought it was stupid, but I would not be nearly as outraged. For example, the other day I would have picked up my, did I tell this story on the air? I don't think I did. I went to pick up my son from school, and as I'm in there, like I just as I walk in the school, the kids are all getting, changing their shoes and leaving. And this is one kid, I think he's in grade two, maybe grade three. I think he's grade three. And he hauls off and punches this girl in the face.
Wow.
Just wham. But it's so, like, it happened right when I got there, and it was just so out of the blue that I just said to him, I know the kid, I recognize the kid, and I just said, did that just happen? Like, it's in German, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And
give us the translation. What's the translation?
Has that pursued?
Okay.
And then I was just stunned, and he said, yeah. And I flipped out. And I just said, never, like, I couldn't even translate at that time, because I get, like, in certain times, when I get, like an angry or something like that, it's, I can't speak German, and, ironically, and so I basically, my son was there, and I said, hey, translate for me. And I just said, hey, never hit a girl. Ever. Don't ever do that again. And so he translated, and the kid felt bad about it. The girl had left. She ran off crying. And there's another little girl standing there who I don't know. And after I said that and sorted it out, she just turns to me and says, "Du bist Superman. You're Superman."
Wow.
It's like, well, thank you. I was like, totally worth it.
Hey, guess what that story was about?
Me. Yeah.
Yeah, sure was. Yeah,
it was there.
How can I I bring this around to me being awesome?
It was around to her thinking I'm awesome.
Right, right. Or all people thinking you're awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, good job.
Yeah. No, that's what this week's all about. It's all about me.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay, enough about me. What do you think about me? That's a Bette Midler joke, believe it or not.
Yeah, I like it.
All right. So this week we shot, baseball cards for T-ball.
Okay.
So there you go. So I posted, there's the one of my son that I made cards for all the kids on the team.
Good job. Way to go, hero.
Yeah. Well, you try to entice them to come back, really. It's the same template I think you've seen before. I think you've used it before. And they're actually not that hard to make once you start making them all. It's just kind of, I don't like doing it.
I thought your son knew how to smile.
No, he can't. That's an okay smile.
He looks like a puppet.
Yeah.
He doesn't even look real.
No,
looks like his face is it looks like his face is frozen like that. Like like a mannequin. No, not a mannequin. What's like a ventriloquist puppet?
Yeah. No, he's Jeff Dunham character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's got a better smile than that. That one looks deer in headlights with a massive, massive sort of stretch on his mouth.
Yeah, I'll go tell him. Make my 5-year-old cry.
Yes, tell him he's better than that.
Plus, I'm having trouble turning this around and making it about me. So, anyways, shot all the kids. This is legit. I'll show you the rest offline. This one is actually probably out of the 9 kids, probably the best one. It goes downhill rapidly after this.
Okay.
Yeah. So we only had one jersey too, so we had to keep changing the jersey over. Like, so my son brought his jersey, and then all the kids had to just take turns on it, and it slowed things down a little bit.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. So did that, and then the other night, just encountered some amazing evening light. Just before the sun's going down, it just poked through the clouds, and so I quickly grabbed a shot. Maybe this is a better smile for my son. I don't know. You tell me.
No. The other one is better mouth. This one is. This is the Al Attridge face. You can make this one about you. This is your traditional smile here. Just the half smirk.
It is a half smirk, yeah. He's smiling with his eyes, though.
Yeah, no, and his eyes look good. That's, I think, what's bugging me out is the eyes look super weird in the other photo. I don't know what it is about them. They're so wide or something.
Yeah. His eyes are,
he looks like if you were putting a poster for a 6-year-old serial killer.
Yes,
this would be probably the face that I would be seeing in my nightmares. The one from the baseball card.
Okay, I'll work that up. I'll work it.
But the eyes in the other one are really good.
Yeah.
But then the Al Attridge smirky smile, no teeth. Yep.
Well, he's doing that to taunt you. I told him taunt Adam.
Okay.
No, but more importantly, look at the light.
Yeah, the light's good. Yeah, for sure.
Light is awesome. Just pulling through. So, and the last one, I shot a couple pictures of softball. And so here's my son getting ready to hit in the tournament. And so it's an adult tournament.
He looks like he's going to crush. Plus he's got his tongue out, which is awesome.
Yeah, I know. That's why I picked this one.
Yeah.
Fun fact, he took a big hack and bit his tongue off. So it goes awkward after this. I sent you the video of him hitting too. That's for something else. I'm not going to post that, but.
Okay. Did you send it to me? If you did, I haven't seen it, but.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, one small clip of him taking a big hack. Anyway, yeah, there's a bunch more of him hitting, but I thought I liked this cause the tongue was out and I asked him next time you see him, which when's that going to be, you have to ask him, hey man, who do you want to hit like? Who do you think he wants to hit like? Don't make it about me. It's not about me. This isn't some secret.
No, I didn't even think that until you brought it back to about you. No. Ted Williams.
Not bad. This isn't really a Ted Williams. He's not exactly. It's not exactly who the other guy either. But I said no, man. I'm trying to get him to hit like Griffey.
Griffey, okay.
Senior Ken Griffey Senior.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
No. Absolutely, Ken Griffey Junior. Probably what I think the best hitter probably the best hitter to ever play. I just phenomenal. So he wants to hit like Griffey, and that's the plan.
Okay.
All right. So that's what I shot. Okay, and that's the home plate where the guy smashed in the girl today.
Nice.
Yeah, and in behind you can see the beer truck. It all ties together.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Photo challenge. Let's get into that.
Okay.
Let's finally talk about you a little bit.
Wow.
And yeah.
And what I think of your photo.
Yeah, yeah. Well, kind of the joke I already used. All right, so take us through here. Steveston.
Yes, I did. I walked through Steveston, and I shot this photo on the harbor of a couple of boats. Go.
This is with the Fuji?
Yep, this is with the Fuji.
How much do you, I mean, come on. You know, if the last 2 years I've mouthed off, I can't stop talking about how much I love that camera, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now you know why.
It's pretty cool, yeah. I like it a lot, too.
Are you going to buy a lens hood anytime soon?
I have one. I bought one.
Oh, you bought one?
Yeah, I bought the new one. It's not exactly the same as yours. It's the new version of the one you showed me.
Is it a little bit more rectangle?
It's a little rounded on the front, so the lens cap can go on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, mine doesn't, like, no lens cap.
Right. And that's the main difference, that they just made it so they rounded it off so you can pop the lens cap on, which I don't really care one way or the other. It's just that's what was available on Amazon. So,
yeah.
Yeah, no, I do like it, so.
Yeah, yeah, and like it kind of looks cool too, I think.
And without the lens hood, it is like it. You do feel like that lens is going to bang into stuff.
It is, yeah. I definitely buy it. Like it does come up. Like I've had situations where I do get some flare that I've had to hold my hand up to block if I don't use the lens hood. So it does a great job, but also it's 99% for protection to just walk around with it. The only downside is it doesn't really fit in your pocket anymore like that.
Right.
That's
okay. I know. I find that camera too big to put in my pocket anyways. Like it's can go in a jacket pocket,
yeah,
but not in a pants pocket. And for the most part, now that I got that strap I was blabbing about last week, it just goes over the shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Definitely worth it. So is this in camera? Did you process it later? What happened?
I processed it later.
Okay.
So
did you use one of the profiles?
Yes, I used one of the profiles. I can't remember, to be honest, which one. Monochrome, Acros, maybe.
Yellow.
Yeah, I was just for the fact that I could get an idea of what it was going to look like. Like when I went down to the water, I thought I was going to shoot boats. That was kind of the subject matter. And then it just so happens that there was some cool clouds out. And then I thought, okay, a black and white, I really, really going to make it about the clouds. So I was kind of looking for the right mix of clouds. And then I just kind of went with, okay, well, I can get boats in front of the clouds. And then I went one step further, and then I saw kind of, you know, I wanted to have a name of a boat in there and to kind of, I don't know, more or less place where this photo was taken. So I saw the old Seamaster in Vancouver, BC that had its big white, sign on the back of a dark colored boat, and I thought, oh, that'll really work in black and white. And then
there's actually a name for that sign.
There's like a name kind of
sign? Yeah.
Oh, what is it?
Boat sign.
Boat sign. Okay. So and then I just thought it was interesting. There was a dark colored boat positioned next to a light colored boat, and then the clouds. So I just in my mind I was like, oh, there's some good contrast. And black and white, that's for the most part what I was looking for was contrast. So and then the clouds, you know, really I thought popped in behind the boats, because, you know, the dark, I don't know the name of boat parts, but whatever those sticky uppy things are on the boat, where I don't know,
boat sticky uppies. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just kind of looked for a unique angle and snapped a photo, and then took it back into Lightroom. And then, like you said, went through the different profiles that are available. Cause I figured that's why you were, talking about it last week, was that okay, I better try to use one of these profiles. So I used one of them, and then I just tweaked it a little bit further, played with clarity and the little sliders. I shot it intentionally on a higher ISO so that there would be some noise, because I remember that's part of the challenge was right, it had something to do with it was black and white with grain, right? So I went to the grain and sort of played with that on top of the high ISO. So I had to shoot this because this was daytime. I think I shot it at like over 2000 ISO, maybe
3200 it says.
There you go. Look,
yeah.
which meant I had to crank the shutter speed and shoot. And I think I shot at about an F8, but the F8 was fine. But I had to crank the shutter speed in order to basically introduce some sort of natural digital noise. And then I even, because this camera is so good at knocking the noise down, there was very little. So then I had to go into the grain. It's not really a slider, but the grain section of Lightroom. And then I went to light or medium or something until I found there's some grain there. And the end, that's what you get.
And it's very, really great shot too. I mean, this you could sell this as a postcard in Steveston.
Well, and I liked it. I think it's the clouds that do it, right? Like the clouds are the part that make it. And I thought when I looked at it, I was like, I really like this photo. And I wasn't thinking about selling it in Steveston or anything. I just thought, if that was my boat, if I had the Seamaster Vancouver, BC, I'd like to have that photo. That's kind of the thought that I had.
Yeah. So you're going to go give it to him?
Well, I don't know who that is or how I would give it to him, but that was my thought. Was like, I'd like to give this photo to that
person. I'll bet you you'd get a free salmon out of the deal.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'm guessing.
It doesn't look like a salmon boat, though.
Yeah, I'm guessing they do some sort of like fishing, but I don't.
I would assume, be weird if they did helicopter tricks.
Yeah, it would be. I don't know what that giant, what's that giant spool thing? What does that do?
That's for the net.
Okay, so is it crab? No,
crab would not be for crab. It could be for, I'm not sure what net that would be. I'm not exactly an expert at the fishing.
Right.
So, could be cod. I don't know. Could be probably dolphins.
But then what would I do? Would I just get a print made and then just walk down there hoping to run into a stranger who happened to be on the boat that day and say, here you go? Like, I don't know what you'd do with this.
That's what I would do. I would probably, just do it or leave it on the boat. Just leave it there with maybe your info and see what happens. Huh. Although, do you want a fisherman having your info?
Not really. No, yeah. Not really.
Yeah. Next thing you know, he's coming by. I saw, I know what you did last summer.
Yes.
That's true. A lie. I didn't see that. I did not. There's no way I saw that movie.
Yeah. But again, I feel like that's who would really appreciate this photo, and yet that's never going to happen because I'm never going to do that. So here we are.
Well, we can find out what he fishes. You think I'd know more about what fishing boat that is just because I'm a know-it-all, and once again, it's about me. But I don't know. You don't really go out trolling for salmon or trawling. Call it trawling. I believe that's a trawler. TRAWLER. So. I'm a submit.
No idea. All right. Yeah, let's talk about your photo.
Grew up in Steveston. So there you go. No, it says you shot this at 8:30 in the morning as well.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Dropped my kids at school and then I walked down I didn't really walk down. My wife laughed when I said I walked down from the school to Steveston. No, I drove and then got out of the car, walked about 50 feet and then took this shot.
Yeah, that's reasonable. You know, what's funny about my shot, just right out of the gate, I believe I'm gonna go in and check the EXIF data because it's been stripped out of that shot. I'm gonna go find a time on that. I'll bet you it's about 8:30, about the exact same time in the morning.
Okay.
Different morning though. So let's find out. Oh, 8:41 a.m.
Looks very misty.
Yeah, it was a little bit misty. I'll be honest. I was scrambling. We were supposed to record on Friday, and normally we do, and I did not have an image. I was just scrambling. I was like, oh no. Like I get nothing. And so I'm going through old images like from this week saying, okay, here's some stuff that could work in black and white, but I hadn't gone out and shot black and white. And then we're driving to, so part of the softball tournament this morning, we had an early game, a 9 a.m. start. So my son and I were driving to the game and just this amazing mist was just everywhere. And I said, like, we're kind of, we're going to be at the game starts in 20 minutes. But I said, you know what? Pull over. We're taking a photo. We're using this mist. There's a little bit of sun poking through. And we're doing this. I love the landscape. Looks cool, like with those trees in the background. This probably would have worked as a landscape without my son. But I like taking pictures of people. And I kind of like to anchor that. Even though it doesn't make much sense, him, posing with his baseball bat in a knockdown cornfield.
Mm-hmm.
But I just really liked the way it was all kind of shaping up, and the mist looks really cool. And had I shot this an hour later, the mist would have been gone. It would have just been like a lousy shot, or lousier, I suppose. But anyway, so I shot a couple, and there's one of him looking towards the sun and one of him looking at me. And my photo challenge one is the one of him looking towards the sun.
Okay.
What do you think of this?
I like elements of it. I'm just, it's to me, that was my comment was, it seems so out of context. Like the background doesn't fit the foreground at all. And I know exactly. I thought, oh, he saw a cool background and then, you know, posed his kid with the baseball bat. That was the part that I was like, I don't get the baseball bat part of it. Mm-hmm. But again, I like the black and white. I like the mist. It's interesting. The grain, I think, adds to it. Both photos, whether he's looking at the camera or not, like to me, it doesn't really matter. They're both the same to me in terms of the feeling is the same. Why is he holding the baseball bat in this setting? But I do like it. I like the way he pops from the background for sure.
The one where he's looking, see, I originally was going to use the one where he's looking at the camera because, you know, I like my son, turns out. But it just, like, besides the fact that he's out of his element, you know, and that's symbolic of, you know, all of us in times. No, it's not. It's just because that's where we were driving to baseball when this cool thing happened. We didn't have anything else in the car.
Right.
And so I had him look at me, and I thought, oh, yeah, that's like, when I took it, like, I took this in JPEG plus RAW. So that I was hoping to shoot it in black and white and just post it up and go, here you go. This is in camera as I did it. But I was really rushed this morning, and the JPEG's not so good. They just didn't turn out like I could have fixed them and made them okay. But I said, you know what? I'm going to go in and process the RAW. So I had the one I shot of him looking at me, and I thought this was the image. Like, this was the one in my head. And then when I got home and put him on the computer, I looked at it and thought, there's no way. Like, this looks really, really weird. Like, again, beside, even if it was, like, if this was him at a baseball park, this pose with the bat going across his neck like that, it looks so closed off and weird that you'd never pose for a photo like this. Like a real baseball photo, you'd turn and face the camera or have it, just having him be sliced in half like that with, like, visually with the bat looks so terrible to me that I said, ah, no, I'm going to use the one of him looking off, even though I like the background better. It's slightly darker in the one where he's looking at me. A little bit better light on his face in the one where he's looking off in general, but I do like the lighting in all this. Would have preferred if it was something that made a little more sense visually.
Right.
Yeah, so... However, again, with the Fuji, the X100, love that camera. It's just had it on hand, and it's great to just jump out, pop a couple of these photos. Looks, it's again, go get one.
I'm just going to see if you make this connection, and I don't know if others have found this. Like, I admit that I'm terrible at taking environmental portraits. Like, it doesn't make sense in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go back in the last, whatever, 9 years that we've been doing these podcasts, some of my better photos have been of boats. Like, I live in Steveston, there's boats, going in and out all the time. And so, you know, some of my favorite places, like, I like to go down and take photos of people. There just always happens to be boats. So I've done a lot of sort of shots of just boats, and I'm going to make the claim that I think shooting people and shooting boat pictures are very similar, because I wouldn't call it, those aren't environmental shots, because, you know, if it's mountains and it's just the water, and I can't make that shot interesting, or I've had a very, very, very low success rate of shooting landscapes. I guess I shouldn't say environmental, but landscape photos. But for whatever reason, I think there's an overlap in terms of shooting boats and shooting people. I'm laying that out there. If you think you're like me and you think you're, you know, one dimensional and that you can really only take people shots, try boats. And I think cars go along that same, go in that same group too.
Yes. They will sync though.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, so next week's challenge is our monthly challenge backgrounds. But after that, the week after, we're doing boats. That's it. So I'm telling you right now, the weekly one's going to be boats.
Okay, I gotta go back and shoot another boat.
Yeah, well, I don't live in Steveston, so it's gonna be more of a challenge for me.
Okay, all right.
I'm gonna get a shot of my son watching Das Boot on TV.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, the original German version with Jürgen nice. Prochnow or whatever his name is. All right, there you go. Topic this week. Do we still have time for a topic?
No, yeah, let's do. Just, the topic no. is, no. how can we Boats. Make this topic about you?
Okay. It's not about, well, it kind of is about me, but okay. I'm going to ask you this one. This one's more of a think question. It's not, we're not going to learn anything really. We might. The topic is seasons. Okay. Four of them, turns out. How do they affect your photography? What you shoot, when you shoot, all that kind of stuff. What are the different variables in the different seasons that affect? First of all, let me back up and say, what is your favorite season of the four? Pick one. Favorite season to photograph?
I think for me, it's probably the summer. Just mm-hmm. because, you know, my kids are out of school, it stays light longer. So you have more opportunity to shoot at sort of like, you know, a golden hour or we're also, because they're off out of school, we, you know, family vacations, we go places. So for me personally, it has a lot to do with just the availability to take photos. So I'm going to say summer is probably my favorite because I definitely take less photos in the other three seasons.
Okay, all three seasons. Okay, I would have assumed, like, for me it's the same. I definitely I have to go back and actually look now, and because you can look in Lightroom. Do you keep track of your photos? Like, do you put them in monthly folders? I don't know how you do yours.
Yeah, I do, but I rarely look at it that way. But yes, I do. They are in monthly folders.
So there you go. So I will look through, and I will be willing to bet. If you take out the fact that, you know, potentially, not that you go to a lot now, but there was a time when you probably attended more weddings, so you tend to take more photos at that, or you're hired to do something like that, you know, take that out of it, and just your own personal photos, I probably take far more in the summer as well. And so that's why I thought about, wow, but this year, not as much. I found sort of my kids being at that middle age, like kind of a, not middle age, but that in-between age. Is there a smoke alarm?
No, it's just a door. When our door's open, they make a little.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's all right.
Chime. It's a little chime. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I find that for some reason, at the age my kids are at, like, it's very difficult. You know, my son either doesn't want his picture taken, or he does that giant deer in the headlight smile. So it's all right. Don't need more of those. But I definitely take more in the summer for what you said. And a lot of it is like, yeah, they're off school. My personal work schedule, like, I don't have a job, right? Like, I do freelance, but I tend to, starting right now, these next couple of months, starting last two weeks ago and into middle December, I'm always busy for various projects, like every year. And so I find that, like, it's harder for me to get out and just snap photos because I'm busy working.
Right.
You know, like, I go, oh, like, I, anytime I'm spending on my computer, it's editing video. And so, last thing I want to do after editing video for all day, you know, all day, is to go out and snap photos and then have to edit those.
Right.
So that affects everything. And again, baseball, of course, affects, you know, like, me playing so much, which again will change next year, as we mentioned at the top of the first two thirds of the show. That will change, but like my skill, you know, obviously I'm not taking my camera out to left field with me, but I will shoot a lot more when I'm, you know, on the sidelines watching my son. So that's going to change. I also find the clothing choices in the seasons affect everything. Like, I don't love taking a ton of pictures of my kids in parkas.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's like, all right, well, you got a couple of them, you know, but, or you do some things, maybe you go sledding or something like that. You're doing activities, but it's just not as much. And I just don't feel like, when you're outside and it's cold, I don't feel like having to deal with my camera as well. So that affects that as much, and then also not just the cold but the rain. Like, do I really need to bring my camera out in the rain?
Yeah, and I think it's, I mean, for people with kids, I think that their choice of when they shoot photos seasonally is probably more to do with what activities they're involved in. So for me, like, you know, between now and probably, you know, between fall and spring, it's really just going to be hockey. Because my daughter's dance, right. You don't really have the ability to take photos. She's in the studio. Studio's closed. You can't take photos in the competitions. Like, so really, the dance photos that I get are basically the ones that are taken from the studio controlled environment, right. Or also the ones they take at competitions. You're not allowed to bring a camera in. So I don't really do any for her. And she doesn't really want me to, the odd photo I maybe get of a portrait of her, but basically it's my son's sports. And so that's really the only thing that drives it seasonally. It's got nothing to do with outside. It's just to do with what he's doing in any particular season.
Right. It does sound like a bit of a scam, though, with the dancing that they're.
Oh, it totally is. It is such a scam, and the photos are dramatically overpriced. Although in years past, I've seen some of her studio shots, and this year's photos were by far the best. So she, yeah. I don't know if they changed people or maybe there's just a learning curve, but the photos.
Probably listen to the show.
Maybe the photos that she got, you know, were awesome this year for dance. Yeah.
And so what is that? What is the cost on something like that?
I don't know. I'd be angry if I knew. So I don't
know. That's a good point. Yeah. Especially when it's something you can do.
Yeah.
That's what I always find out. You'll figure out. I'm like, why would anybody pay that when you could just go do it yourself?
Right.
Which you can't. You're not really doing it yourself.
But, I'm not really going to do it. I mean, I can do it, but I'm not going to. And my daughter would cooperate far less for me than she would for the professional at the studio. So
yeah.
It's better for everybody. It's better for everybody.
That's ironic, yeah. I do like, you know, in terms of other seasons, I do like some stuff in winter, but generally I don't like the light so much. Fall is pretty awesome because obviously the color's changing in that. But I find you have such a very small window of when the colors are awesome and your kids can still, you know, be wearing sweaters and look cool outside versus all of a sudden it just takes a turn.
Right.
I'm with you, man. Summer's my favorite, especially because you're on vacation. You're having a good time. You know, it's what you photograph as much as what you're seeing, like the emotions and the feelings that you are having when you're shooting come across in what you're shooting. And yeah, there you go. That kind of dictates what you like the best. All right. Challenge for next week is our monthly challenge. And that's background. Put that on Instagram, hashtag Hey Hosers or hashtag Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Tag us at Two Hosers and we'll definitely check that out. Adam, websites, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
You can find mine at AlanAtridge.com. Two of us at TwoHosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And make sure you check out our Instagram. Like, that's the things I don't ever post. Check out our Instagram. Check out the Tubingen Hawks Instagram, stuff like that. And that's it, Adam.
Great.
Until next week, get out there and make better photos.